Cruise ships entering Honolulu Harbor may not be a welcome sight right now, but in the 1950s and 60s, boat days were a cause for celebration. Many of the passengers aboard based their visions of Hawaii on the songs they heard on film and radio. In those days, visitors could hop off a boat and choose from the Tapa Room, Chuck's Cellar, Duke's, the Monarch Room, and many other live music venues featuring fine singers of the day. Alfred Apaka's voice is one of the most remarkable to come out of Hawaii, according to Hawaiian music scholar George Kanahele.
Alfred Apaka? He was awesome, and he played at the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Tony Lee is president of the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame.
Groups were not trying to play and sound like each other back then. Like Haunani Kahale Wai.
Born in Hilo, Kahale Wai was the first lady of song in Hawaii in the 1950s and 60s. It was her stately manner and her three-octave range. Check this regal contralto.
Beautiful Kauai.
Lina Machado.
Lina Machado.
The keyhole hula. Remember?
I shook and shook the knob of your door. Why, it was locked within.
What did people think about that song when it came out?
It was, I think people liked it. In fact, we used to warm up to that song in Halal with Auntie Mike.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tony, you still have a feeling that people had a whole lot more fun before.
Well, you know, a lot of songs today are being written for what is going on in the Hawaiian community, right, for Hawaiian music. So that's not fun. There wasn't a lot of protest going on back then.
Yeah, 50s and 60s.
There was a lot of celebration going on back then. That was before the Renaissance. So it was fun.
Kahawana Lake Trio was there.
Kahawana Lake Trio.
They're just three musicians, but the music sounds so complex.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Kupuna say they made their instruments sing. It was thoughtful, innovative. Their keys, their strumming, the way they put it together was lovely, actually. And that's like Buddy Folk. They were invitations. That's who they were.
You're right. Their harmonies are crazy. Where do they come
and
from?
And so different. But that's what made them all so popular and unique. Do you hear that today? No. Why not?
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.